how you feel is what you be, and what you be is what you see, is what you see is what you want to be. But some things you just can't be. How do you feel that you see somebody else doing something good, but you trying to be that good of a person to the next, or try to be better than that person, but you end up being worse than what you not being, but trying to be better than that person? There's a lot of competition going on around here, and a lot of people dying for it. A lot of females killing each other for it. Over shit, pills killing people. Stopping people flows. Parents is not taking doing their job. It is different like how it used to be. Back in the 80s and 70s, you know, parents was more standing ground, kind of more settled, fold your clothes type of parents, you know. You get a whooping if you say something wrong. The woman is right. You don't argue with the woman. You know, back them days. Now it's a new generation where everybody have to write their own path, and their path means something than the next. And I understand that everybody have their own path to write. And it becomes at a point where people spiral it, twist it out of control. And when they twist it out of control, they think they have control, but they really don't have control because they just want to see how it go. It's like pushing a roller coaster so fast, and you know you pushing it to its limit, and then it goes exceeding past its limits, and you can't hit the brakes in time, but there goes the ride, and there goes your money and your license. And jail time, probably. But it's just a random thought, I'm just saying. The voice is out. Alright, welcome to the podcast. This is The Voice. I'm on the podcast. I'm playing PlayStation 4. While I'm smoking a doty. My fault, people. You know, I was away from the podcast for a little bit. I'll be taking my time now with the podcast because, you know, I have to wait, relax, you know, live life, work a little. Enjoy it as best as I can. You feel me? From the flame of the dirty soul. Don't mind me flaming up. Alright, man. I'm trying to find a new segment, man. I'm trying to think about a segment. What can I think about? Because I didn't talk about meeting people. I didn't talk about Avengers. I didn't talk about friends. You feel me? What else I should talk about? You know, I might as well talk about this government and how fucked up the system is. It's fucked up. The system's so fucked up to where if you don't have your driver's license, your ass, or they'll try to trap you with anything. They like, hey, this person don't got no driver's license, so we finna hit this person with the death. This person killed this person. Think about it, a kid coming that bitch, a 17-year-old pull up in a fucking Bugatti. You think the police ain't gonna pull him over? I just watched a YouTube video. The boy ain't no more than 18, 19. Young. Got money. He said he just rented the car. He just got in town. Just to L.A. You heard of the boy named Almighty J. He just got to L.A. He rented a car. How do I have guns and drugs in a car that I just rented? Like, come on. Like, the fuck? And then I like that in his video. He said, check to make sure they ain't put no gun in my shit. So another police officer will pull you over. So I advise y'all peoples to look out for that shit. When the police officer pull you over, check your car. Make sure you check your car again. You give it a double check. You feel me? Pull up a block, pull over, check your car, because you know you don't want nobody putting no shit in your shit, you feel me? And then another officer come pull you over, but that's what come with fame, you feel me? Because when we become famous, the system try to fuck you over. The police will try to fuck your shit up the quickest way. You think about it, Meek Mill went to jail, everybody going to jail, any rapper going to jail, but that's on they own risk, you feel me? Money plays a part in this system, and the government is playing a good part. And then what the government don't tell us is that when we are birthed, they were giving us a number already, which is our social security number, which is the American Treasury, which making us work, which paying off the bill that they already been given by other countries. We're working for another country. And it's called, the bank is called American Treasury. I was on Amazon. I'm not gonna say that.
I'm gonna go back on topic.
Cause if I say that, I'm gonna get myself in trouble on here, on my podcast, and I don't want my podcast shut down. Okay. Anyways, how the government messed up is that, like, you'll get in the system and they'll try to throw a charge on you that you don't have no clue about. You feel me? If you're a real bad criminal and you just, like, and this was like a light, you just got hit with a light charge, you feel me? Misdemeanor, you feel me? I found the blunt on you, you feel me? My, they ass get you white. They'll try to have your ass on the ground, and I'm like, just for a gram of weed. I'm like, it's just a gram. And then the officers be greasy, talking about, I see shake on the floor. Okay, that's shake, nigga. What you? I can't go to jail for a pack of weed, bro. Never seen it in the book. Never, bro.
President Donald Trump want to put your wall in. And then it's funny, how you gonna put a wall in Mexico and then ask Mexico, can you pay for the wall?
What?
That's even funny as hell. Like this the funniest president that had said the most dumbest shit I ever seen, bro. I swear to God, like, if y'all watch South Park, bro, they explaining Donald Trump to the T. I swear to God. Motherfucking Mr. Garrison saying, okay, we finna bomb Tokyo. Okay. I'm the president, Mr. Garrison. Okay. Mr. President, Mr. Garrison. Goddamn president and shit. Like, South Park discussed motherfucking Donald Trump to the T. Like, Donald Trump is a rookie. This is his first year as a president. The entire Republican team that he got behind him, that's their first year. Yes. It's their first year in that office. the entire Republican team that he had is been in that bitch are rookies. Mr. Putin himself, everybody know about his background. They said about his background. He don't fuck with Martin Luther King. And he the one that got Martin Luther King in jail because he was Martin Luther King's judge. And here it is, this nigga is the head of the military. Oh, I have that wrong. I can't say military, or I just don't know my facts. I'm sorry, the voice don't got its facts right. So, Mr. Putin is up there in office with Trump and shit, doing this thing.
Motherfucker, Mr. Putin. Putin.
Motherfucking Putin is like a bad person that shouldn't be in the office. Like, I don't get why he's in the office. Like, why is Trump in the office? Like, it's a lot of things they don't want to say. Like, I feel like money is a part in this shit, and alright, bro. Have a good one out there, bro. Sorry about that podcast. You know, I'm talking to the people on the game on the PS4. If you got a PS4, Zombieland 2GU. Look it up. You feel me? Alright. And just sit here and enjoy. I'm sitting here smoking, talking about how the government is. Why Putin is in office? Why is Trump in office? It's a lot of shit. It's just a lot of fuckery going on. Republicans want to be in the House and want to be it's a lot of conspiracy theories going on. Like, I know a lot of people that seen and other objects, what they call it. You feel me? Nothing but a satellite going over the fucking Earth. And I doubt a satellite go over the Earth like that. At that velocity of speed, breaking the wind barrier without making a sound. Think about it. We got a jet that can break the sound barrier, right? When you hear the sound barrier break, a loud clap sound come behind that bitch, right? I seen the object moving at that speed and create a circle. Blue light, no sound. And all the birds was in that area. All the birds. And all type of other shit, you feel me, I see, bro. But back on the story with the government, they ain't shit. The system ain't shit. The judge system ain't shit. They trying to put you in. You paying for their fees that they getting hit with by other countries because they borrowing money from them. Because think about it. When Bush was in office, we borrowed money. We was in debt. We borrowed money from China. We borrowed a lot of money from China. A lot of money. Excuse me. We borrowed money from China, and we act like China ain't shit. And here it is. Trump, old silly goofy ass, saying retarded, goofy, stupid shit. You feel me? Just for no reason. And you making the person in China or Japan, I'm sorry, well, Tokyo, Japan, you feel me, mad as hell. Like,
don't say no goofy, stupid shit like that. Like, you sound like a real clown right now, like, with a mask on. Bozo the Clown with makeup on. Take that damn toupee off your head. If this podcast ever make it to Trump, take that toupee off your head, bro. Back to what I was saying, though. I don't like who's in office, and then that's a Republican run-up right there. And then it's only two Democrats in there. That's all is. That's how it was when Bush was in there. It was two Democrats, the rest Republicans, and it was all about money. And money is a thing. You feel me? And that system will fuck you up. The government will fuck people up. The government is testing their own people. The government is taking people out that finds cure, and they don't say shit about that. How about them 13 doctors that came up missing? 13 doctors come up missing. Mysteriously, 13 doctors come up missing. I looked up. Bro, it's so scary because it's like you find a cure and the government want to kill you because you found something that can stop their process to money. It's about money here. Best way to do is not know nothing. I just feel like things need to be better. The Republicans are so money hungry. They're willing to make the world fall apart just for it. I feel like the government should need to try better to help people start funding. And I feel like what the government should do, what about the people that don't have their driver's license? How about that one person take their car and let people that need their license and take 10 people each day to get their license and record that he can reach a goal of 10,000 people getting their license in 1 year. Can you get 5,000 people to get their driver's license in a year in your state? Very hard to do. You got 6 months to get the 5,000. But they don't like that type of shit. They want you to go through their shit, you feel me? The struggle, they not gonna start no shit like that. They want you to pay that $200 to do that driving school, which is nothing. You feel me? You come to school, you over and about me, trying to take your money. You living? You feel me? They go to other countries and take. They say that's the poorest. The area that's the poorest is the richest. God damn it! We say Africa's so damn poor, but we get our fucking gems from Africa. Go to South Africa, we get our gems from South Africa. Gem is more is worth more when it's dug up more than, because think the diamond, when you dig up a sapphire diamond, a sapphire, or diamond, or jade emerald, that it's worth $3,000. People cut at least like 500, damn near $1,000 off the gem to make it look like that clean cut, sellable diamond. You feel me? When you dig it up, it's worth more than when you cut it. You cutting 100 to 1,000 off. Government do better, get food to where it need to be, have things better, have a little bit more control and care. Everybody's downing everybody, everybody playing everybody, and all you see is racism everywhere. It shouldn't be racism everywhere. It should be the least peace somewhere. Not violence everywhere. All I see is violence everywhere, and electronics is being used as to cope with the arrogance that's around. And when you take the electronics away, everybody can see what's really going on, because all the electronics is doing is being a cover board for what's being really put in front of them. They can say, hey, we putting poison in the air, and we'll still walk outside and breathe it. Say, hey, I just got sick. And it's hot. And it's 75 degrees outside. The government is messed up. But I'm finna go ahead and cut the podcast down. The voice is here and now, man. I'll catch up with y'all later. Peace. Alright, welcome to the podcast. This is The Voice. I'm on the podcast. I'm playing PlayStation 4. While I'm smoking a doty. My fault, people. You know, I was away from the podcast for a little bit. I'll be taking my time now with the podcast, because you know I have to wait, relax, you know, live life, work a little, enjoy it as best as I can. You feel me? From the flame up the doty, so don't mind me flaming up. Alright, man, I'm trying to find a new segment, man. I'm trying to think about a segment. What can I think about? Because I didn't talk about, man, meeting people. I didn't talk about Avengers. I didn't talk about friends. You feel me? What else I should talk about? You know, I might as well talk about this government and how fucked up the system is. It's fucked up. The system's so fucked up to where if you don't have your driver's license, your ass, or they'll try to trap you with anything. They like, hey, this person don't got no driver's license, so we finna hit this person with the death. This person killed this person. Think about it. A kid come in that bitch. A 17-year-old pull up in a fucking Bugatti. You think the police ain't gonna pull him over? I just watched a YouTube video. The boy ain't no more than 18, 19. Young. Got money. He said he just rented the car. He just got in town. Just to L.A. You heard of the boy named Almighty J. He just got to LA. He rented a car. How do I have guns and drugs in a car that I just rented? Like, come on. Like, the fuck? And then I like that in his video. He said, check to make sure they ain't put no gun in my shit. So another police officer will pull you over. So I advise y'all peoples to look out for that shit. When the police officer pull you over, check your car, make sure you check your car again. You give it a double check, you feel me? Pull up a block, pull over, check your car, because you know you don't want nobody putting no shit in your shit, you feel me? And then another officer come pull you over, but that's what come with fame, you feel me? Because when we become famous, the system try to fuck you over. The police will try to fuck your shit up the quickest way. You think about it, Meek Mills went to jail. Everybody going to jail. Any rapper going to jail, but that's on their own risk, you feel me? Money plays a part in this system, and the government is playing a good part. And then what the government don't tell us is that when we are birthed, they were giving us a number already, which is our social security number, which is the American Treasury, which making us work, which paying off the bill that they already been given by other countries. We're working for another country. And it's called, the bank is called American Treasury. I was on Amazon. I'm not gonna say that.
I'm gonna go back on topic. Cause if I say that, I'm gonna get myself in trouble on here, on my podcast, man. I don't want my podcast shut down. Okay. Anyways, how the government messed up is that, like, you'll get in the system and they'll try to throw a charge on you that you don't have no clue about. You feel me? If you're a real bad criminal and you just, like, if this was like a light, you just got hit with a light charge, you feel me? Misdemeanor, you feel me? I found the blunt on you, you feel me? My, they asking you, like, they'll try to have your ass on the ground, and I'm like, just for a gram of weed. I'm like, it's just a gram. And then the officers be greasy, talking about, I see shake on the floor. Okay, that's shake, nigga. I can't go to jail for a pack of weed, bro. Never seen it in the book. Never, bro.
Right.
And then you got your president, Donald Trump, want to put your wall in. And then it's funny, how you gonna put a wall in Mexico and then ask Mexico, can you pay for the wall?
What?
That shit funny you say, like this the funniest president that done said the most dumbest shit I ever seen, bro. I swear to God, like, if y'all watch South Park, bro, they explaining Donald Trump to the T. I swear to God. Motherfucking Mr. Garrison said, okay, we finna bomb Tokyo, okay, I'm the president, Mr. Garrison, okay, Mr. President, Mr. Garrison. Goddamn president and shit. Like, South Park discussed motherfucking Donald Trump to the T. Like, Donald Trump is a rookie. This is his first year as a president. The entire Republican team that he got behind him, that's their first year. Yes. It's their first year in that office. The entire Republican team that he had is been in that bitch are rookies. Mr. Putin himself, everybody know about his background. They said about his background. He don't fuck with Martin Luther King. And he the one that got Martin Luther King in jail because he was Martin Luther King's judge. And here it is, this nigga is the head of the military. Oh, I have that wrong. I can't say military, or I just don't know my facts. I'm sorry, the voice don't got its facts right. So, Mr. Putin is up there in office with Trump and shit, doing his thing.
Motherfucker, Mr. Putin. Putin.
Motherfucking Putin is like a bad person that shouldn't be in the office. Like, I don't get why he's in the office. Like, why is Trump in the office? Like, it's a lot of things they don't want to say. Like, I feel like money is a part in this shit, and alright, bro, have a good one out there, bro. Sorry about that podcast. You know, I'm talking to the people on the game on the PS4. If you got a PS4, Zombieland 2GU. Look it up, you feel me? Alright. And just sit here and enjoy. I'm sitting here smoking, talking about how the government is. Why Putin is in office? Why is Trump in office? It's a lot of shit. It's just a lot of fuckery going on. Republicans want to be in the House and want to be it's a lot of conspiracy theories going on. Like, I know a lot of people that seen and other objects, what they call it. You feel me? Nothing but a satellite going over to the fucking Earth. And I doubt a satellite go over the Earth like that. At that velocity of speed, breaking the wind barrier without making a sound. Think about it. We got a jet that can break the sound barrier, right? When you hit a sound barrier break, a loud clap sound come behind that bitch, right? I seen the object moving at that speed and create a circle. Blue light, no sound. And all the birds was in that area. All the birds. And all type of other shit, you feel me, I see, bro. But back on the story with the government, they ain't shit. The system ain't shit. The judge system ain't shit. They try to put you in. You paying for their fees that they getting hit with by other countries because they borrowing money from them. Because think about it. When Bush was in office, we borrowed money. We was in debt. We borrowed money from China. We borrowed a lot of money from China. A lot of money. Excuse me. We borrowed money from China, and we act like China ain't shit. Here it is. Trump, old silly goofy ass, saying retarded, goofy, stupid shit. You feel me? Just for no reason. And you making the person in China or Japan, Tokyo, Japan, you feel me, mad as hell. Like,
don't say no goofy, stupid shit like that. Like, you sound like a real clown right now, like, with a mask on. Bozo the Clown with makeup on. Take that damn toupee off your head. If this podcast ever make it to Trump, take that toupee off your head, bro. Back to what I was saying, though. I don't like who's in office, and then that's a Republican run-up right there. And then it's only two Democrats in there. That's how it was when Bush was in there. It was two Democrats, the rest Republicans, and it was all about money, and money is a thing. You feel me? And that system will fuck you over. The government been fucking people over. Government is testing their own people. The government is taking people out that finds cure, and they don't say shit about that. How about them 13 doctors that came up missing? 13 doctors come up missing. Mysteriously, 13 doctors come up missing. I looked up. Bro, it's so scary because it's like you find a cure and the government want to kill you because you found something that can stop their process to money. It's about money here. Best way to do is not know nothing. I just feel like things need to be better. The Republicans are so money hungry. They willing to make the world fall apart just for it. And I feel like the government should need to try better to help people start funding. And I feel like what the government should do, what about the people that don't have their driver's license? How about that one person take their car and let people that need their license and take 10 people each day to get their license and record that? That he can reach a goal of 10,000 people getting their license in 1 year. Can you get 5,000 people to get their driver's license in a year in your state? Very hard to do. You got 6 months to get the 5,000. But they don't like that type of shit. They want you to go through their shit, you feel me? The struggle, they not gonna start no shit like that. They want you to pay that $200 to do their driving school, which is nothing. You feel me? You come to school, you over and about me, trying to take your money. Living, you feel me? They go to other countries and take. They say that's the poorest, the area that's the poorest is the richest. God damn it! We say Africa's so damn poor, but we get our fucking gems from Africa. Go to South Africa, we get our gems from South Africa. Gem is more is worth more when it's dug up more than it. Because think the diamond, when you dig up a sapphire diamond, a sapphire, or diamond, or jade emerald, it's worth $3,000. People cut at least like 500, damn near $1,000 off the gem to make it look like that clean cut, sellable diamond. You feel me? When you dig it up, it's worth more than when you cut it. You cutting 100 to 1,000 off. Government do better, get food to where it needs to be, have things better, have a little bit more control and care. Everybody's downing everybody, everybody playing everybody, and all you see is racism everywhere. It shouldn't be racism everywhere. There should be at least peace somewhere. Not violence everywhere. All I see is violence everywhere, and electronics is being used as to cope with the arrogance that's around. And when you take the electronics away, everybody can see what's really going on, because all the electronics is doing is just being a cover board for what's being really put in front of them. They can say, hey, we putting poison in the air, and we can still walk outside and breathe it. Say, hey, I just got sick. And it's hot. And it's 75 degrees outside. The government is messed up. But I'm finna go ahead and cut the podcast down. The voice is here and now, man. I'll catch up with y'all later. Peace.